Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us as we begin a new week. I'm trying to figure out what on earth is going on in our elections process. Well, we're going to get into that today. What if I told you that there is a story out there about how mail-in voting can be absolutely fixed fraudulently? Would you want to read it? Well, it's actually a story that has been out there since August 29th in the New York Post. It's called Confessions of a Voter Fraud. I was a master at fixing mail-in ballots. You don't think it can happen? Well, apparently it can. Now, there's more to that, and we'll get into it. And it gets into some other things, including a great video here on Pam Geller's website about the Dominion Voting Systems Officer of Strategy and Security, an Antifa-loving radical leftist by the name of Dr. Eric Coomer. And there's a video of him admitting that in 2016 that vendors and election officials have access to manipulate the vote. I go back to what is attributed to Joseph Stalin. It doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes. Going to talk about this today because it relates to this upcoming U.S. Senate race in Georgia. Because Stacey Abrams, the failed leftist Democrat governor candidate, says in a Breitbart story that more than 600,000 Georgians have already requested mail ballots for the runoff election. And they're advocating, by this whiz we talked about last week, they're advocating that people move to Georgia just to vote. And then you can move back. Now, I'm going to share with you how all of this relates to Oregon, okay? Because it does. Because the mail-in voter fraud that is detailed here in this New York Post article is exactly what could be happening, be happening here in Oregon, okay? And I'm going to get into that in a moment. I also want to talk about Saturday, thanks to all of you who joined us at the Defeat the Steal rally Saturday at the state capitol here. I got it. By the way, this is, and I'll have this up on the show plan, is a Coin 6. Channel 2 and Channel 6 were both there talking to people. And actually, both reports were pretty good in terms of what we were talking about there. Because I was there and I spoke. The metal elk, the nightmare elk, made an appearance. In fact, it was on the stage, folks. It's hilarious. You know, that's the one that the Antifa, the Black Lives Matter people put up after they tore down or defaced the famous elk statue in downtown Portland. This was the nightmare elk. Well, the Proud Boys, which were there, they stole it, of course, and it made an appearance. It was on the stage, and now it is adorned with flag. It is adorned with an Antifa face coming out the rear end of the elk. And it now says it's in memory of Jay Danielson, who was the guy murdered by the Antifa guy, and it says 1776, and it says Trump 2020 on it. The Nightmare Elk was there. I was proud to be a part of that, and thanks to all of you who showed up in the rain and the cold weather to stand up for, well, not allowing our votes to be stolen. Now, there's something even deeper, and I don't know if I'm going to get into it today. I might. And it's about Trump's executive order. I don't know if I'm going to have time to get to it today because there's just so much to go through. I'm probably going to do it tomorrow. What if, and I'm not saying that I think this is accurate, I'm just throwing it out there for you folks. What if this election was actually conducted under an executive order from Donald Trump that apparently is real and that apparently Donald Trump put in place in 2018 about foreign interference in our elections and the ability of the Department of Justice to go in and seize things and assets of people involved in foreign interference with our elections? What if that's true? Now, the reason I say what if it's true is because there is this story out there based on Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert, as I call him, because he speaks with that there accent. Louis Gohmert's interview from last week, that he said there was a raid on a company called Sictl, which apparently is in Spain, that houses what actually does the actual accounting for Dominion voting systems. Now, again, I'm going to tie all of this together here in Oregon, folks. Okay? So just bear with me for a bit. So this raid apparently was done by U.S. military and likely Department of Justice people in Spain, where they went in and they literally confiscated the servers. There was apparently also another raid at a facility in Frankfurt, Germany, that houses, it's a building that houses a lot of the Secret Service. And this is not unusual, by the way, for sort of like embassies, but this is a separate facility. Homeland Security, Secret Service, and the CIA. And apparently the CIA server farm in this building that has been rumored to have been linked to vote fixing in other countries' elections. Apparently, it was raided also. And apparently, the CIA was not involved in this particular raid either in Spain, specifically with this company called Sictl. A lot of this is hard to nail down, and it's difficult to figure out what's really true here. But bottom line is this, I've been telling you this for a long time. And a lot of other people, if you go to Parler, because you're not going to see this stuff on Twitter. And by the way, I have eliminated my Twitter accounts, both for Capital Watch Foundation and me personally. I am only on Parler now. It's at Jeff Krupp. And I urge you to go to Parler also, by the way. I intend to be leaving Facebook at some point in time. KSLM will not. Likely. And my show plans will begin to be up. Stacey Ann has graciously consented to not only putting my podcasts up, she does her own show, Good Morning Salem, but also in my show plan being on the Facebook page, because I will eliminate my Facebook page at some point here, as I intend to go to MeWe, and I intend to move from YouTube over to rumble.com. So, and I want to urge you all to do that too. All right. Let's not be censored anymore by big tech. Oh, and by the way, they're apparently covered under this executive order. Now, this executive order, and I'm going to move on from it in a moment. I'm probably not going to say too much more about it other than what I think they're advocating for, that in fact, there would in this particular news site is advocating for the seizure of not just Dominion voting systems, equipment, and machines. Because in Georgia alone, Dominion voting system was the low bidder. It was a $107 million contract. Now, this is Georgia's run by Republicans, folks, as a Republican Secretary of State, which, by the way, U.S. Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, who have to do this runoff, as you know, have called for this person to resign, this Republican Secretary of State. Because apparently this vote recount that's going on right now is not verifying anything. They're just recounting. Now, that in and of itself could show you if, in fact, the Dominion voting machines changed votes in the database. And that's what this video of the Antifa Dominion loving, the Antifa loving Dominion security guy says, Dr. Eric Coomer, before he scrubbed his social media accounts. They've got pictures of it. Anyway, that's what this guy says you can do. You can change the data sets. Now, for those of you who do not remember, or maybe weren't listening last week, I put on my Facebook page, you can go find it, I put my video that I did 10 years ago with Dr. Robert McCullough, who's a professor at Reed College here in Portland, one of the most liberal places you can be. This guy's an expert. We went in and show how you literally, with a USB stick, could change the voting results in a computer in a matter of a minute or less. It's not hard, folks. And it's just one of many ways. I'm not going to get into the idea that this Trump executive order allows the DOJ to seize the assets of CNN and MSNBC and the New York Post and or not the New York Times. And I just think that's pie in the sky. But I do think if any of this is true about the raid in Spain and in Frankfurt, Germany, if that was carried out with the U.S. military intelligence, because apparently it was, that is the only group that Trump can trust. You cannot trust the NSA. You cannot trust the CIA, folks. And frankly, you can't trust much in the Department of Justice. But it explains why Trump and Bill Barr maybe have been so quiet. You haven't heard anything from Bill Barr, have you? Other than we've heard from Mark Levin and others that the DOJ is involved. Now, the bombshells, as you know, that were dropped yesterday morning on Maria Bartiromo's show on Fox, both by Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani. Smartmatic is a software add-on that apparently has been added on to Dominion voting systems. But it can be added on to other systems, including some that are used here in Oregon. And I'm going to get into when we come back from the other side of this break. I'm going to get into what systems are used in Oregon that we know about so far. And then I'm going to get into how vote fraud can be done in Oregon the way it is done and documented in this New York Post article. And then maybe if I have time, I'll get into how you can register online and vote fraudulently in Oregon.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. I've got so much to talk about. I don't even know where to start, really, but I will. In a moment, 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. And emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Got an email from Rich. It says, the new lockdown, this is Kate Brown's new lockdown, which we all have to comply with on Wednesday. He writes this. Number one, we need to have everyone, rather, watch for politicians, i.e. Kate Brown, when she violates her own order. take those pictures and let's have them go viral. Number two, so does she count her guards as part of the six people? I think she should be called out to OSP for her violation of the six people order. Yeah. I wonder how many staff meetings she has that have, is it just limited to six people? Tim, thanks for the Duran.com article about 2.7 million votes potentially lost Dominion through the Dominion system, and that Dominion voting has strong ties to the CCP and the Democrats. Okay. And then Gail writes me an email, says something is wrong when one feels freedom wearing a mask. I completely agree. And then Tim sent me another email, and I have not watched this yet, but it's from Trending Politics, and it is a Detroit Dominion IT worker describes exactly how poll workers inflated the Biden vote tallies. All right. So, the New York Post Times story about Dominion voting. It's called Confessions of a Voter Fraud. Now, I will try to put this up on my Facebook page. Likely, they will block it. But it is the New York Post, Confessions of a Voter Fraud. That's all you need to just Google up New York Post, or don't Google. By the way, go to DuckDuckGo or somebody else. Believe me, Google's big tech. Anyway, Confessions of a Voter Fraud. Just New York Post, Confessions of a Voter Fraud. Says, I was a master at fixing mail-in ballots. And it starts by saying this. A top Democratic operative says voter fraud, especially with mail-in ballots, is no myth. And he knows because he's been doing it on a grand scale for decades. Now, let's stop there. This article is from August 29th, 2020. It's an article by John Levine. So this is not a new article. And then it goes on to talk about how this has become a flashpoint. And this guy's speaking on condition of anonymity because he fears being what? Prosecuted, because it's fraud. He says it's more the rule than the exception. His dirty work, I'm reading from the article now, has taken him through the weeds of municipal and federal elections in Patterson, Atlantic City, Camden, Newark, Hoboken, Hudson County, and his fingerprints can be found in local legislative, mayoral, and congressional races across New Jersey. He says some of the biggest names and highest office holders in New Jersey have benefited from his tricks, according to campaign records that the Post reviewed. He's quoted as saying, an election that is swayed by 500 votes, 1,000 votes, it can make a difference. It could be enough to flip states. The whistleblower, whose identity rap sheet, yes, he's a criminal and been arrested for it, and long history working as a consultant to various campaigns, was confirmed by the Post. He says he not only changed ballots himself over the years, but he led teams of fraudsters and mentored at least 20 operatives in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania. He says there's no race in New Jersey from city council to United States Senate that we haven't worked on. I worked on a fire commissioner's race in Burlington County. The smaller the race, the easier it is to do. This guy's a Bernie Sanders diehard with no horse in the presidential race. He said he felt compelled to come forward in the hope that states would act now to fix the glaring security problems present in mail-in ballots. He's quoted as saying, this is the real thing. And there's going to be a blanking war coming November 3rd over this stuff. If they knew how the sausage was made, they could fix it. Now, I'm just going to stop there for a moment. What he describes further is how this could be done in Oregon, and maybe has been done for a long time. We don't know. And it is how that, because ballots don't have specific security features like a stamp or a watermark. Now, we've read a lot about supposedly the military, the National Guard, printed these special ballots, watermarked holographically or whatever. I don't believe that, because every county basically does their own printing, hires somebody to do the printing, so on and so forth. But here's what he says. He says that you can just photocopy the ballots. So you get a blank ballot and you photocopy it. Now, you have to do this kind of precinct by precinct, right? Because there will be local elections on your ballot also, right? So you got to be careful about how you do that. But he says that's the easy thing. But you can't recreate the security envelope. That has to be collected from real voters. So here's what they would do. They would do exactly what we do in Oregon, folks. They have operatives that go out going house to house, convincing voters to let them mail their completed ballots on their behalf as a public service. The fraudster and his minions would then take the sealed envelopes home and hold them over boiling water. He's quoted as saying, you have to steam it to loosen the glue. Have you ever done that? I have. Take something that you get in your mail and hold it over a teapot that is boiling and steam rising. See how easy it is to loosen the glue and open it. They then remove the real ballot, put the counterfeit ballot inside the signed certificate, and reseal the envelope. He said 5 minutes per ballot hot. Now, there's a few other tricks here, and we'll get into them when we come back from the bottom of the hour break. I want you to pay attention. Do not turn away. So, because I've got more. Just could be what's happening in Oregon. Could be why people are losing. Back. Love is a friend.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, we are back. It is 24 minutes till the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, thanks to all of you who listen to this radio station, KSLM, for joining us yesterday, or Saturday, rather, at the Defeat the Steal rally there at the state capitol. Thank you for coming up to both Stacey Ann and I and introducing yourselves, and just so nice to meet so many of you that we've never met before that listen to these radio shows. And the reason that you can listen and call in and participate or send me an email at Jeff at 1220.am is because we have advertisers. Advertisers who spend money with this radio station. And I want to thank you for making a choice to do business with them. Great companies like Freedom Heating and Air. Right here in Salem, they've been here 40 years, folks. They treat their customers right. They take care of people. That's how you stay in business through the ups and downs of the business cycles all these years. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net is their website. Go there, check out what they can do for you to make your life better. Especially if, you know, we're in the middle of winter and things are just not going too well with your furnace system and you're not staying warm. Talk to Freedom Heating and Air. Again, check them out, FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. All right. Now, I want to go on with this story because this is a big deal, folks. Because what I just described for you, and new caller, I'm going to get to you in just a moment. What I just described to you right now from this New York Post story is exactly what could be happening here in Oregon and maybe in some places for a long time. How many votes do you need to cheat on? How many... Again, you No, you can check to see if your ballot was received. But what you cannot check on is to how your ballot, your vote, was counted. Because there's no way to check on that, especially if the machine can alter it. In this case, what they're talking about doing is what could have been done down in Georgia, and it wouldn't be caught in the recount. It wouldn't be caught here in Oregon. It wouldn't be caught in Denise Bowles' race right here in the Salem area. Of course, she's losing by 505 votes, folks. Let's go to our new caller. New caller, good morning. Thanks for calling, and what do you have to say today? What's your name?
My name's John. I'm calling from Lebanon.
Thanks, John. What do you have to say? Welcome.
Well, Jeff, I have a practical solution to the problem that you were just talking about. They only have to move the signature block to the line where the envelope seals. And that should prevent steam opens from working.
Well, that's an interesting idea. No, that, yeah. Okay, move it to where it seals. That way the signature mm-hmm. block would appear to be tampered with, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Continue. It's a great idea.
I'm getting some sound back, some feedback from your system on the phone. I hope it's not distorting the show. I turned off my radio on this end.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'm sorry about that, but it occasionally happens because we use the internet as part of broadcasting this show. Any other great ideas you have?
Well, I did think that a mandatory seal, just a sticker with a hologram on it might work, but that would be moving the signature block to the envelope seal would work quicker. It's a long-standing battle between forgers and notaries.
You're right about that, and that is going to lead me into something I hope that I can talk about later in the show, either today or maybe tomorrow. John, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Please call again. Yes. Hopefully we won't have that problem. I want to move on to Baron. Baron, good Thank morning. You. What do you have to say today? Welcome.
Good morning. I want to shift gears a little bit on something that is going on, and I want your perspective on this. Governor Brown has limited social gatherings to 6 people in 2 households for the next 2 weeks, which includes Thanksgiving. But Governor Inslee has said 5 people and 1 household. So basically, he's eliminating families getting together for Thanksgiving. Do you believe that these governors along the West Coast are just pushing us closer and closer to socialism?
I do believe that, and I think that this is a trial run to see how much they can get away with, which is why there are some cases winding the way into the U.S. Supreme Court right now, and this is why the U.S. Supreme Court has to put a stop to this nonsense.
It seems like every part of the chaos and confusion with COVID is every time you think you know where the line's at, they move the line, and they move it almost daily in an effort to kill businesses and confuse families and create fear. And that just seems like what the Bolsheviks did 100 years ago.
History repeats itself, Baron. And you're right, because that's who these people are. These people are the regressive totalitarian Bolsheviks. Baron, thanks for calling. I agree. I'm going to let you go because I want to keep moving on here. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. My friend Fred Thompson sends me a text message. It says they need to verify the signature, and on the seal, it could be verifiable. Sign once and initial on the seal line. Now, that's another interesting idea that is close to kind of what John was talking about. So what's going on here, friends, is the reality is if we don't prove there was massive voter fraud the way Trump and his team is saying that there is through these Dominion voting systems and these raids at Sictal in Spain and in the CIA server farm in Frankfurt, Germany? If those things really happen, and if this executive order of Trump's is real, in that it allows the seizure of through the U.S. Department of Justice, it might explain why Trump has been relatively quiet, as has been Bill Barr, because they're working on doing some of these things. And now, I don't think they're going to go as far as seizing the assets of the New York Times newspaper, folks. But I do think they would absolutely go as far as seizing Dominion voting systems, which is a Canadian-based company. And as you, if any of you have been following this, you know that it's the company that they bought was started by Hugo Chavez, the dead dictator of Venezuela. I mean, there's ties to the CCP. I mean, there's just all of it, okay? The bottom line is in Oregon, a friend of mine is, this is her thing. So she is calling every county in the state of Oregon, and she's talked to 26 counties. Dominion is not used, Dominion voting systems is not used in Oregon so far that we've been able to determine. However, ES&S, which is used by Polk County here in Oregon, the Salem area, was bought by Dominion. So you could say that Dominion is being utilized here in Oregon. Marion County apparently uses Hart, which is another company that provides vote counting software. But if you watch the Rudy Giuliani interview on Fox's Maria de Bartiromo yesterday, he talked about Smartmatic. Well, Smartmatic is one of these add-ons, I guess, in terms of a software, you could call it a virus, whatever, that could literally, a virus may not be the right term, but literally can do this kind of thing, can change the votes in the system once the votes are in. Now, the New York Post story is different than this, okay? The reason I'm talking about the New York Post story is this is likely how voter fraud has been committed in Oregon for a long time. The steaming of ballots, we just talked about that, right? Well, you can defeat that a number of ways. But there's also inside jobs. Sometimes postal workers are in on the scam. He said you have a postman who's a rabid anti-Trump guy, and he's working in Bedminster or some Republican stronghold. He can take those filled-in ballots, and knowing that 95% of them are going to be Republican, he can just throw them in the garbage. We have stories about ballots being found in garbages. We have videos out there of it, folks. This election in other states. He said in some cases, mail carriers were members of his, quote, work crew, and would sift ballots from the mail and hand them over to an operative. He said the story says in 2017, more than 500 mail-in ballots in New York City never arrived to the Board of Elections for races that November. They eventually were discovered in April 2018. They were set aside in a Brooklyn processing facility. Now let's go to something that's happening here in Oregon. Ballot harvesting in nursing homes. Well, let's go to the break and then we'll do that. Folks, all of this is very real and could be happening in Oregon. Question is, how do we stop it? And some other things that are going on here. Back in a moment, you're listening to Political Coffee at 6:48. No, that's not poverty. Stop the car.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes on the top of the hour. One of the tricks that this this mail-in vote fraudster, who's in this New York Post article, one of the tricks that he says is, you know, when you have election observers, Republican and Democrats, watching the signature verification, which, by the way, didn't happen in some places, and in times past has not happened well here in Oregon. But when you have that, one of the things that he did as a trickster, when they steamed open a ballot, put in a fake ballot, resealed it, sent it in, is he bent the corner of the outside ballot. Well, the reason he did that is so that the Democrat poll observers watching signature verification would know that the fix was in and they wouldn't object to that particular ballot. Because you see, once you open the ballot, you don't know, once you open the secrecy envelopes, you don't know who actually voted, who that ballot, secrecy envelope, and signature is tied to. That's exactly how it works in Oregon, folks. Now, why is this important? This is one of many ways. This is not Dominion voting where you literally can just change the results inside the computer. And unless you audit that properly, you won't know. You'll never know. But this is one way where you can turn in more ballots in certain places, certain precincts in Oregon, than there are actual registered voters. Or even people of voting age, according to the census. Now, how do I know this? Because it's happened already, friends. In places like Multnomah County, of all places. I mean, I can go on and on and on about this, but my point to you is this. This is a real story. So when all of these people, and just Google up mail-in vote fraud. I did it on my phone last night as an experiment, and I got three pages of stories about how there is no mail-in vote fraud, and that as secure as you can be, until you read this New York Post story, until you start thinking about how it can be done, in fact, how it has been done, because the Post story has examples of people who have gone to jail for doing this stuff, okay? We know, based on the past, that some places in Oregon have had more ballots received in a precinct than there are registered voters. Now, that's not entirely unusual, because sometimes people who live in one precinct will go to work and they'll just drop it off at a drop box or somewhere else that's outside of their precinct. Those have to get reconciled. But when you have that happening in almost all of the precincts in a particular section of Portland, it gets very suspicious, especially when you go back and you look at census data. And census data says there aren't that many adults that live there of voting age. Phony ballots, changed ballots is just one of many of the ways that fraud can happen with mail-in voting. Let me tell you another one. And I confirmed this last night with my friend who is involved in this. You can register to vote online in Oregon. Go do it. You can register to vote online in Oregon and never prove who you are. And you will get ballots in the mail, and you can vote. Now, these are not, if you do not provide the documentation that mail-in voting, registering online rather, says that you have to. That means that your vote cannot be counted for federal elections, but it can be counted for statewide elections. You also can register to vote online. You can live in another state, not be an Oregon resident, register to vote online, provide an Oregon address, like a nursing home, where they harvest ballots. That's one of the things that is done in Oregon, because the big nursing homes have unionized workers there, don't they, in Oregon? And that's part of this New York Post story. And they harvest those ballots. They help people fill them out. And then they bring them to the county clerks. You see any room for fraud there? Believe me, this New York Post story talks about that as being one of their major places. So also are homeless shelters, which is another place that you can register to vote. You can register to vote in City Hall. You could be an outside of the state resident. You don't live in Oregon, but you could be part of a fraud ring. You could register to vote online in Oregon, never provide a Social Security number or any other type of voter ID, and you will get an Oregon ballot delivered to an Oregon address. Okay, you're probably saying, all right, so what about your signature? You have to sign, provide a signature online. That becomes your official signature. Well, then, if you live out of state, who's going to vote your ballot there, and are they going to be able to sign your name? For $800, you can buy the optical software and an automatic signature machine right off the internet, folks. Now, if you are, say, an SEIU member, don't know that you would be, or maybe a teachers union member, National Federation of Teachers, I don't know. Or maybe you're just a leftist and you register to vote at a homeless shelter. You register online and use the homeless shelter, like the one in Portland that had 1,700 people that were registered to vote. Actually, two of them. One had 1,300, one had 1,700. And they were both shut down, but there were all these people registered there. If you were to do that, your ballot goes there. Somebody on the other end has to be a part of the scam. So if you're using maybe the SEIU 503 headquarters here in Salem, I'm just saying that as a possibility. And that's the address. The ballot goes there, and somebody there is in on the scam has one of these optical scanning signature signing machines. They vote your ballot, they sign your name to it, and they simply deliver it to the county clerk. Who would know that? Who would know that that's fraudulent? No one. This is why Oregon's online voter registration system is so vulnerable to fraud. And this may be why Steve Trout, who just resigned or got fired, a guy I've never trusted and you shouldn't trust, he spilled the beans about how bad everything is. And he's right. Thanks for listening today. Stacey Ann's up next. I'm going to be back tomorrow with a lot more of this, so stay tuned. Thanks for listening. See you then. Yeah.